Last week, Dr. Richard Friedman wrote an article for our partner, the New York Times, called Accepting That Good Parents May Plant Bad Seeds. It suggested that even the best parents might end up with, well, bad kids. In other words, just as some kids are wired to be smarter or shorter, some are wired to be meaner or, you know, naughtier, regardless of how good or bad their parents are. Not surprisingly, this theory ruffled more than a few feathers. In fact, more than 400 people have left comments for him on the New York Times. I'm sure the comments are, not my child. More than 400 have left comments so far on the website, including Brad Morrison. Now, he is a Unix engineer in Houston who, as a child, yes, was labeled a bad seed. Both Dr. Friedman and Brad are with us today, and we're going to share their opinions and experiences with regard to this topic. All right, Dr. Friedman, let's just start with a running definition of what you mean by bad seed.
Well, what I mean by bad seed essentially are kids who are just plain not nice, that are behaviorally difficult, who don't get along with other people, who are unempathetic, who are mean.
Dr. Friedman, I have to interject here. When I think bad seed, I think scary little girl who kills people. That's not what you mean by unempathetic.
No. The popular idea of bad seed, at least in that old movie, is a young fledgling psychopath. I mean, these are the people who will eventually grow up to be criminals, from petty criminals to serial killers. They're a distinct group of people. What I'm talking about is something much more in the ordinary range, meaning just plain not nice. Not criminal, but not empathetic, not kind, not nice.
Now, we're trained to believe that our kids are a product of their environment. You know, good parents produce nice, loving, smart children who, you know, you want to have over for a play date.
Right. We tend to think in this country, because it's a very American idea, that nurture determines everything. That, you know, anyone can be anything, and that people have almost a limitless ability to change themselves from one thing into another. So the idea that, while most people do accept that, you know, kids have innate, you know, characteristics. Some people are shyer, some people are more extroverted, some people are smarter, some people are more talented, et cetera, et cetera. There are probably innate characteristics of other, you know, things like niceness, empathy, ability to get along with people, affiliativeness, and things like this.
Dr. Friedman, if bad seedness is part of hardwiring or is part of nature, not nurture, I got to say, I don't think it's long before our friends at the pharmaceutical industry come up with an antidote for it, right? Some kind of good fertilizer to debad your seeds, I guess?
It's an appealing idea, but drugs, you know, characteristics are usually not so simple as to be resolved by a single receptor. You know, these are probably distributed along multiple circuits, if you could even identify such circuits in the brain. I'm sure that wouldn't stop them from trying.
Now, Dr. Friedman, I think there are people who read your article and thought, oh, no, you are letting bad parents off the hook.
Right.
So what do you have to say to that?
Furthest thing from what I actually think. And I said very explicitly in the article that, you know, the world is full of bad parents, unfortunately way too many of them. What I mean is, and that bad parents do produce bad outcomes because, you know, they're difficult and, you know, they do all the things bad parents do. But what I mean is that there are a group of decent or good enough parents who do everything right, just like everybody else, but they have outcomes that are bad, that their kids could be difficult and obstreperous and mean and unempathetic, and they can't for the life of them figure out what it is that they did or didn't do to produce such an outcome. And what I'm saying is, you know, those parents should not feel inappropriately guilty or bad about something that's not within their power to change. That, you know, you can't, the environment, unfortunately, is not all powerful. That even the best parents can have bad outcomes.
Hey, Brad Morrison, down in Houston, you're one of the people who left a comment for Dr. Friedman. Obstreperous. Was that one of the things you were called as a kid?
I don't think I ever heard that word, but
yeah.
I happened to overhear a conversation between my parents and some friends of theirs who come over to visit, of course, you know, and they said, okay, you kids go upstairs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started acting out, and I don't think they used the term bad seed, but, you know, these friends of my folks are, you know, why are you wasting your time on this kid? I was in my later teens by that time, and, you know, it was a classic underachiever. I had a high IQ, definitely a lack of empathy, like the doctor described, you know, as really emotionally immature, and I was especially, you know, rude and insensitive to my parents and to my siblings. I ran away from home 3 times. I mean, I look back on my childhood, and I just think, gosh, you know, what I put my parents through.
Wow. Yeah. So how do you think the labeling affected the bad behavior that you are admitted to yourself?
Well, like I said, I don't, you know, I wasn't really aware except for overhearing that conversation. And, you know, I also found out that, well, in a meeting with, you know, my parents and a school official, you know, who, you know, I don't happen to think a lot of, you know, but this person was saying, you know, well, you know, Bradley, you know, his options may be limited in the future, you know, based on his current behavior. You know, and I sat there and, you know, part of me, you know, was a little scared. I thought I was going to be punished, but, you know, I really just went back to being the same person that I was.
Well, Brad Mortensen, you're sharing with us your story. I think we'd want to hear a lot of stories from listeners who might have a bad seed in their family, or maybe they were labeled a bad seed. And I think it'd be nice if people would call in 877-8-MY-TAKE or post on thetakeaway.org and give us your bad seed stories. Brad, your bad seed story, do you feel differently now as an adult than you did as a kid? Do you remember what it felt like? Were you angry or just mad at everybody? What did it feel like to be a bad seed?
Well, I think more than anything, it might have been, you know, I tested the very high IQ at an early age. When I was 5 years old in kindergarten, you know, reading wasn't taught. But, you know, I did show up with a very high reading ability to the point where my kindergarten teacher, when she, you know, discovered I could actually ask to read something that was, you know, clearly for the teacher in a handout, and she immediately called my mother and, you know, called home and spoke to my mother and said, you know, you should have your child tested. And so, you know, I think that may have been a factor. But, you know, really, so, you know, moving way forward, you know, I got a full scholarship to college and dropped out in the middle of the third semester after just getting what I see I know now was just a warning from my mentor in school. And my father's reaction to this was to have a conversation with me and say, you know, son, when I was your age, when I was 19, I had just gotten out of the Marines. It's, you know, World War II's over, and I regret that I didn't try being a pilot. You know, I wish I had tried something. So just try something. He was trying to tell me, you've got time to fail. Hmm. You know, you're still young. Now, of course, you know, not being incredibly emotionally mature, I went to an Air Force recruiter the next day and enlisted, which, you know, he didn't mind, but I didn't really hear what he was saying. But what I'm saying is, you know, my parents were, I think, raising a child like baking a cake. You know, if you keep opening the oven and, you know, poking at and testing the cake, you probably are going to get a bad result.
Okay. And, Brad, I just want to turn to Dr. Friedman. Give us 10 words of hope for parents that their bad seed can turn into a Brad seed.
Well, I think that as you listen to what Brad said, what you see in there is tremendous ability for humans to develop, and that you can have a kid who's difficult, but nothing is written in stone, and you should never, ever give up, and that kids who are difficult can turn into real success stories.
All right. Thank you, both of you. That is Dr. Richard Friedman, professor of psychiatry at the Weill Cornell Medical College, and Brad Morrison, a Unix engineer down in Houston, who as a child was labeled a bad seed.
Well, 877-8-MY-TAKE is the number. TheTakeaway.org is the website. We want to hear your bad seed stories. Were you labeled one? Do you have a child who you think might be a bad seed? Well, we've got a couple of bad seeds here in the studio. That's another story. Well, if you like weighing in on the show and you want to do it early, you can subscribe to our texts. Start the conversation by texting START to 69866, and each afternoon you'll hear from us on what's in the next day's show. That's START to 69866. John and Celeste are out. I'm Todd Zwillick.
I'm Catherine Lanfer. Celeste is back tomorrow.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.